on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy today, high around 40. It's 33 right now in Friends Plaza. Ed'll have details on the weather. After AM 580 News, here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Congressman Danny Davis says he wants to replace Barack Obama as Illinois' junior senator. The Democrats' declaration came at a Chicago press conference yesterday, the same day that Obama stepped down from the position, leaving 2 years left in his term. The group Westside Black elected officials endorsed Davis at the event. The organization is made up of Illinois state senators, state representatives, Chicago aldermen, and Cook County commissioners. President-elect Obama's Senate replacement will be chosen by Governor Rod Blagojevich, who says he'll make the decision by the end of the year. Davis spokeswoman Tumio Romero says representatives from Blagojevich's office attended the event, but calls to Blagojevich representatives were not immediately returned yesterday. Reverend Jesse Jackson, meanwhile, says he's concerned about the effect President Bush could have in his last months in office. Jackson said yesterday at a church in Baltimore the nation's economic crisis is being compounded by the ideology of the Bush administration. The Chicago civil rights leader and former presidential candidate also said his relationship with President-elect Barack Obama is a great one. He refused to comment on whether his son, an Illinois congressman, would be chosen to fill Obama's vacant Senate seat. Jackson apologized to Obama earlier this year for saying the Illinois senator appeared to be talking down to black Americans. Jackson said the comments were private and he didn't know they were being recorded. Illinois state government is having a hard time paying its bills. The financial difficulty has several lawmakers renewing their call for a tax hike. Sean Crawford has more.
The state's backlog of unpaid bills is nearing $4 billion and projected to go higher this fiscal year. That means those who do business with the state are being asked to wait even longer for payment. Some have even decided to sever ties with Illinois government. Democratic Senator Donnie Trotter of Chicago says the problem must be addressed.
I mean, it's an understatement saying that we are in a financial crisis. I mean, the world is. So what is needed, one, is we need to stimulate the economy. We need to look at new revenue sources better sooner than later.
Trotter says an infrastructure program would create jobs and stimulate the economy. As for new revenue, he and some of his colleagues are openly talking about tax increases and other ways to bring in more money. Any plan to raise taxes has the governor as an obstacle. Governor Rod Blagojevich has pledged to reject those efforts. I'm Sean Crawford.
A Champaign middle school believes it can offer more than education and advice to the families of its students. Edison Middle School is now opening its Comet Community Center. The official opening is tonight. Volunteers and the school's community outreach coordinator will man the center each evening, helping parents get in touch with services they may need beyond education. Services like computer access, food banks, or help managing money. Principal Carmela Levy says those services are available elsewhere, but where to find them is not always apparent to parents.
Since we have direct access to our students and direct access to our parents, we feel that we can do a much better job of addressing their issues directly and making sure that there aren't any gaps in learning for our students and that their families are not experiencing as much stress as they otherwise would be due to not having access or knowing where services are located or knowing how to access services.
Levy hopes the in-school community center will indirectly get more parents involved in their kids' education as they receive those needed services. The Comet Community Center will also hold regular workshops for parents on topics ranging from dealing with difficult teens to stretching the family budget. If you are normally wary of lawyers, then a downturn in the economy ought to make you more so. Robert Wildebor has more.
When the economy gets tough, lawyers, like everyone else, have to hustle to get work.
Some lawyers take a case and they find themselves way over their heads.
Jim Grogan is with the Regulatory Commission that disciplines lawyers in Illinois. He says complaints jumped nearly 50% in the wake of the recession in the early 1980s. He thinks it's because lawyers needed more work, so they started taking on jobs that they really weren't qualified for. For example, a real estate attorney takes on an immigration case, and soon an unhappy client is on a plane back to their native land. If you're an attorney, listen up. Grogan's got some advice for you.
As difficult as it may seem, if when times were good you wouldn't take a client, don't take that same client when times are bad.
And Grogan says if you're a client, make sure your attorney has experience that's relevant to your case. I'm Robert Wildebor.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we have some relatively calm weather to look forward to. Not all parts of the Midwest can say that.
No, not everywhere. Not even everywhere in our two-state area.
Got some snow in parts of Wisconsin, and I guess lake effect snow is going to be a problem continuing around Michigan and Indiana.
That is correct. There are some counties under a lake effect snow advisory now and others that are under a watch for tonight into tomorrow, and it looks like that area along I-94 from Michigan City on up toward Benton Harbor and Kalamazoo, that's going to become quite treacherous tonight into tomorrow. So if you're doing any traveling to the state of Michigan, you want to keep tabs on the weather because there is some lake effect snow. I know we get asked about that all the time. That seems to be a